So we start asoi. The essence in the halachas of stealing, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to try to give a few shu'um in the halachas of stealing. And, as I said, the halachas of stealing are tremendously big, which means that Avada, we're not going to get through everything. It's not shaykh for us to go through all of the halachas of Gneva, Gzeila, V'chole. It's pashat not shaykh. We go through Shulchan Aruch, M'chosh, and Mishpat. Mamash, it's a velt, mamash, a yam. So mainly we're going to try to go through the ikka, pointed out the ikka things that would be nogea to a person on a regular basis. Now, a lot of people think when it comes to Gneva, no! What's a negay to me? Gneva, what? I'm pickpocketing guy? I go into people's wallets and take out money? Or do I go and rob old women of their handbags? It's pushing on a negay to me. I don't steal. So the Chofetz Chaim and the safest fast Tomim, he brings down over there that I'd rather not. But that's also considered stealing, also considered Gneva. Obazug the Chofetz Chaim. Anytime a person borrows without something without permission, or uses something without permission, or doesn't pay back for a service that he received, this is a shayla of Gneva. Any financial loss that he causes to somebody else is nichlal in the halachas of Gneva v'gzeila, which Be'ez Hashem will try to be as much as we can to try and explain and mefaret all the different inyonim, where it comes from and what's included in the issa. We'll start with the shtikel hakdomer hazoi. There's a mode to gemara. The gemara in Baba Basud of Kufsa Machay says hazoi. Zug the gemara roiv begezel. The gemara tells us, Roiv people or Oivan Gezel, as I state in the Gemara. What do the Rishonim say in the Gemara? So the Rishonim say, Avadu doesn't mean Bedafka, the guy goes along and steals someone's phone when he's not looking. No! Of a Roiv people involved with different types of stealing. As we can explain, Be'ez Hashem, as we go through the Shiurim, we'll see an unbelievable amount of things that you wouldn't even thought are Nichlal into the halachas of Gneva v'Gzela that are Mamash Negev. Now, Ashayas of Gneva and Gzela Mamash Minatayah. So, Mela, that's Pshat's of the Rishonim in the Gemara. The Gemara that says Roiv is Begezel means that Roiv people in somewhere along the lines, whether it be in business, in personal relationships, whatever it may be, come across in a shayla of gzeila or gneiva. Zug the shiltis. The shiltis says that the punishment when a person steals is worse than any other aveira. And where's the first time in the Torah we find this? By the Dora Mabel. We know by the Dora Mabel, they were mamish even terrible aveiras. Terrible hundreds, mamish all the aveiras. Of Zug Rashi, that what was the Gzardin on the Dora Mabel? Gneva v'gzeila. That was the ikka. So you see that, the aveira, the ovoin of gzeila, the gneva, is mamish what causes terrible zachen in the Welt. There's a Mayudik Ramban. The Ramban, Bereishis says, that gzeila, gneva, again, I'm not going to mention each one, is a basic and fundamental thing of a person's living and being in this ganze Welt. Right? And that's why the Torah came out, they didn't even have to tell us. Right? Dora Mabel, they were punished, they didn't even have to say it's a dibbis. Oh, but stealing is such a basic thing that when a person steals, he shows outright that he has absolutely no regard for somebody else. And that is such a basic, fundamental midah that a person is meant to have, showing regard for other people's property. That's the reasons of the Ramban why the punishment is so stark. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama Kufyates. So the Gemara in Baba Kama, when a person steals, it's ki'ilu he killed his victim. Right, because the pasuk on the betzei betzah is a nefesh bailov yikach. That's nefesh bailov yikach. So the Gemara dash with the pasuk. It's a person ki'ilu when he steals. Don't think that you just steal. If you push it, ki'ilu took his nefesh. Sorry.
And stole from Yaakov.
And therefore, oh, that's a whole different shaila because it wasn't the chifetz. Now, let me again weiter. Zug the nitziv in Hemek Dova again. Dvarim perichav heya moyud gazach. That when a person steals, not only is he over on the lav of stealing of gezel, but he's basically showing that he has zero immune in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. As those of the Nitziv in Emek Dov, Favos, when a person cheats somebody else, whether it be in business deal, whether it be in private between you and your roommate, you and your chavusa, whatever it is you make a cheating zach, right? Pretend to do something, the Maisa. Zug the She'iltis, then basically you're saying is, I don't trust that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam can give me what he needs to give me and what he promised to give me. As we know, the Gemara tells us in Beit Tzvav and Kama Mekomis in Shas, that Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam writes how many pennies unto the agarot that you will be receiving this year from this Rosh Hashanah to the next Rosh Hashanah. By you stealing something else, you basically undermine the entire emunah of that. And you're saying, Rebbeinu Shel Olam can't manage, I'm going to do it on my own. I'm going to take the law ki'ilu into my own hands and see that the Rabbanu Shalom is obviously not ki'ilu chas v'shalom doing a good job. Nemeila, I'm going to be mashlim that. So the Ma'aseh, the Shulchan is teaching us. We see the oven of Gezer's nishtam. There's averis avada chas v'shalom. Avada every avera is terrible zach. Oh, but this avera we're seeing from over here, it's not stam an avera. No, you stole. You didn't avera. You looked at the wrong thing. All of that. No, this avera is worse. This avera goes to the shayrish of our emunim the Rabbanu Shalom, because you're basically showing that the Revolution can't manage the world, and we're going to take it into our own hands. On the flip side, when a person is careful about money and is careful about other people's possessions and other people's money, so that it creates a tremendous, tremendous Kiddush Hashem. There's a Ma'udik Medrash. The Medrash in Shmoyis Peruch HaBeis says that if a person is over on Gezel, it blocks his tefillahs from going up to Shemayim. How many times do we daven to Rebbeinu Shalom the emes dika tefillah? Mamish. We daven be emes. Rebbeinu Shalom, please answer us in whatever we want from him. And we're posh upset. And we get in sour. Why is the Rebbeinu Shalom posh not listening to me? I'm davening be emes. I need this and I need this. Posh, it does not going. Zug the Medrash. Right, now what are this come of a come of reasons? We spoke about it in Hilchos Shatnas, for example. Other times as well. We discussed Shatnas, maybe not. Is Lemaisa that a person, Zug the Medrash, is over on Gezel, his hands are dirty with Gezel. He calls up to the Rebbeinu Shalom, he's not answered. Oh, but if it's clean from Gezel, then when he's davens, his tefillah is also going to be clean. As Lemaisa state that if a person stole and he has stolen money in his possession, his tefillahs are compared to a person that brings wine as a present to the king. And his wine is so full of sediment, you can't drink it until the sediment gets removed. The Mela, his tefillahs, oh, when he has Gezel, and Kol's money has Gezel and his property in his hands, is the Maisa's doime to that tefillah, to that wine that the Maisa is going over there not to be drunk in that thing. And the Maisa, the Chofetz Chaim, tells us a tremendous zach. The Chofetz Chaim tells us that we know, as I state, that if a person steals from somebody else, avada, the terrible punishment that come on a person, is the Maisa have to turn back as a Gilgal in this world again to return whatever money he stole from somebody else. And the Chofetz Chaim writes Mufurish, I don't like speaking about this because it's not geschmack to speak about all the terrible zachen of a koponim. The Chofetz Chaim writes it, we should say it. And the Chofetz Chaim says, don't think for 1 minute, what's the big deal about coming down to this world? No, so we'll come back up again, we'll have a great fun, right? Mabaya, so the Chofetz Chaim will bring you a marshal. And he brings a marshal, a man of a doime. Zug the Chofetz Chaim, a Moedika marshal. We have a fellow that we saw his mamishes, he couldn't support his family, business was going terrible, there was nothing to eat in the fridge, there was nothing on the table. His wife turned to him one day and said, I'm sorry, I can't do it anymore. There's no money to buy bread, milk, the basic things, I can't put food on the table, you have to do something. He decided there and then, he's going to travel far away to Epsa town, he's going to try business over there, he's heard it's a little bit easier, and he's going to go over there, make some money, and come back eventually to his family, and be able to support his family in a nice way. So, he bids farewell to his family, and he goes off onto the ship for weeks and weeks and weeks and months of travelling until eventually he reaches his destination. He tries his luck at some business, he borrows some money, does a little business deals, eventually it works out, he pays back the money, he reinvests more money, bekitza, after a certain amount of time, he's amassed a small little fortune, enough to support his family for a while. He says, that's it, sending a telegram back to the family, I'll be back, I'm getting on the boat in about 2 weeks. 4 months down the line is when I arrive back in the port. I'll meet you there. Baruch Hashem, we have money for the family. And his family are all excited. You can imagine as the weeks and weeks get closer and closer. So they're excited to finally see their father and also finally have enough money to live off normally. And all of a sudden, on the day of, they're all dressed in their finest Shabbos clothes to greet their father. And the boat's coming closer and closer. And eventually it stops at the port. And then the door opens and all the people are getting off. And they're waiting. Where's Tati? Where's Tati? Where's Tati? Doesn't come out. What's going on? And eventually the doors get closed and they go up to running up to the office and they think, where's Tati? Well, our father is on the ship. What's going on? And they hear an argument. They hear an argument that this person, the guard was telling the guy, I'm sorry to tell you, but we have a message that you owe money to someone in this place where you came from. There is no postal service. There's no way of returning it to him. You've got to go back all the way to where you came from and pay him back your debt before we let you off the ship. We cannot let you off the ship. So he's pleading. He said, do me a favor. I'll pay you 10 times that amount of money. My nafkamina was... No, I'm sorry. That's the rule. You've got to go back. And he said, my family, they're waiting for you. I haven't seen them for years. Let me at least see them. No, nothing. And they went off. And the ship went back to where it came from. So the Chofetz Chaim, that's mamish us. That's mamish as you think it's geshmak to come back into this world again. And who said when you come back into this world that you'll make it again? And who said that you'll taka be misakin whatever it is that you were actually put in this world for? Moshe Aaron Sternberg's a maisa. We're going a little bit off topic. But koponim, Moshe Aaron Sternberg's a maisa. I heard this from his brother, Rabbi Yosef Stern Shlita, and he told me Azoi that Rabbi Yosef Baron Stern took a younger man in Kodel, good, sitting and learning very, very well. He had never had a terrible disease, Rachman Litzlan. They went up to a big Makubal to see what was Pshat. The person walked into the Makubal before he even had a second to tell him about the disease and why he came and whatever. The Makubal jumped up and said to him, You think this is the first time you've done this? This is the second time? It's the third time you've come down to this world to Masak and you still will be Masak in it. When a person steals, he has to come back. You know, imagine, after a ganzer life of toil, of tikkunat midas, and of Torah, and of mitzvahs, that a person was over and his mamish unbelievable zach is waiting for his Gan Eden, they're showing him the Gan Eden, they're showing him, you're right there, there's your place. And they're telling you, go back to where you came from. You know what sad that is? And who said again there's any guarantee when you actually get here that you will taka be misakim? So again, that's a terrible zach that we should remember, that avada, we should be very, very careful when it comes to these zachim. A couple of other hakdomas is azoi. The Chofetz Chaim also tells us that when a person steals and a person acquires money, right, through stealing, so eventually it gets taken away. Chazal tell us, kol masha odom goizel v'choymes v'oylem azeh, and he translates, whatever a person has stolen in this world, he will not leave until other people come and they take it from him. It's the Maizah of the Chofetz Chaim that if a person has money that did not belong to him, eventually his own parnasa gets lost. His own parnasa does not become good. And Mimela, that's the reason why a person should be extremely, extremely, extremely careful when it comes to these zachen. And another, we know that if a person is careful and is zoy in the halachas of stealing, it creates a tremendous, tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Okay, I think that's the Maisa. Enough of the Akdomas, we can understand a little bit of what's going on over here. The Ad Kedei Kach is the Choyme Adova of stealing. Let's now go through some of the Halachas, Halacha LaMaisa. We'll start like this. What is the Makor in the Torah for stealing? So we know in Vayikra, Perek Yitesh, tells us as follows. Look the Pasuk. Loi Sigonvu, Loi Sechashuv, Loi Sechashuv, Isra Misai, Loi Sechashuv, Isra Echo, Loi Sigzov, Loi Solim, Pu'ula, Soche, Oishkev, Abrikitsa, the Gantz of Pasuk goes on. Lemaisa, there are three separate issurim that a person can be over on in stealing, all in different situations. There's the issur of geneva, there's the issur of gzela, and there's the issur of oishik. Let's explain one by one. Geneva. Geneva is the issur is when you steal from somebody in a hidden manner. That means you do it in a way that he doesn't know it's you. You go in the middle of the night, you push it, sit when he's not there, you take something from his room. That's called a geneva. Gzela is when you steal openly. Push it, you're not embarrassed, you go over to his room, you push it, steal him in the open. And oishik is when you actually withhold payment from somebody else. All of them are this possible. Now, lemaisa, a gazlan and a ganuf, basically are very similar halachas, but a ganuf is mochamo. Why is a ganuf mochamo? Because he shows he has absolutely no yirushamayim whatsoever. A ganuf basically shows, of a human being, I'm scared. Of the Gemara in Baba Kama. Of a human being, I'm scared. I'm not going to do it in public. Right? I'm going to go in the middle of the night. Nobody sees me. Oh, but the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't bother me. So basically, a ganuf is much worse. Because a ganuf, at the end of the day, is showing that you have zero Yerushalayim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you don't care. People, you do care. And that's a very, very big lack of Yerushalayim. Right? Azoi is Mazbedo, Choshulchan, Choshimim Ches. And basically, it's from the Gemara over there, Baba Kama, in Testament Base. As the Maisa, that's the reason why ganuf pays Dalad the Hay. Okay, so why does he pay more? Because you're basically showing that what you're doing is a much more chomedic azach. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't bother me. He can't see me. Of a human being, I do care about. So that's what we see over there. Let me go weiter. There's a moyudik chinuch. The chinuch in mitzvah Reish Chof Ches says like this. Why is it that the Torah brought so many isurim for stealing? Right? The Torah could have said, so the chinuch, not me, the chinuch says the kasha. The chinuch says, the Torah could have just said, don't take money from somebody else. Don't cause somebody else a financial loss. Thank the chinuch, why is it that the Torah had to write three separate isurim for the halachas of Geneva? Because it gives a person much more schar when he's meinea and he prevents himself from stealing from somebody else. Because the Torah was marba in his surim, and because a person, and when he withholds himself from stealing, he's withholding himself not from one prohibition, he's withholding himself from three different prohibitions, and maybe a person gets a lot more schar. Let's now go Beis Hashem Abaisai straight to Halacha Lemaisa. Let's speak out some of the cases that are Nagei Halacha Lemaisa. Again, we have to be mamshech. Beis Hashem, we're going to start with the easy cases of poshut stealing, then we're going to go into the more interesting cases of stealing, which a lot of people here probably didn't even presume, you know, nicha into a shayla of stealing bechlal, and then Beis Hashem will try and get into a person, how he's going to sack in the Aveira, and all different things. Beis Hashem will get into that, and I'll add some good stories at the end. Lemaisa, we'll start as it's a portion of the halacha, so it states in Sma, in Choshev Mishmashim and Shimim Chesikot Meis, that if a person steals from somebody else with the kavana to return it, it's asa. That means, if you take something from somebody else, you take his phone, right, and you have 100% full kavana to return it in 10 minutes, you did an Issa Doraisa of stealing. Azoi pask in the Sma, but then Choshev Mishpat. Now, that means, and it's based on the Gemara over there, Mefurishim Bom Metzir, Samachalavom Beis, that if a person steals with kavana to benefit somebody else, to benefit the person he's stealing from, then it's asa. I'll give you an example. For example, what happens if lemaisa you see that your roommate, he's got mamish terrible shirt. This shirt is mamish, it's tatty, it's torn, it's not gishmak. Nebuch, you know he's not got any money. So you go, I'm going to do a bit teva. I'm going to take his old garbage shirt. I'm going to, you know, I have to know the size and all these things. I'll take it to the shop. The shop will tell me which size it. They'll give me an exact replacement, brand new. I'll put it in his shelf. A beautiful mitzvah. Beautiful chesed, right? Chas v'sholem. The Gemara, this is the issed doraisa of stealing. Now, about this, sometimes it will be mutted. You have permission, reshus, you maybe it's not back, it could be there's different times. Of a component to take something from somebody else, to give him the toyeles. That the Gemara says, even if your toyeles is to pay him dalad v'hei. Well, we know if a person steals, he has to pay 4 or 5 over. Now, if I steal from someone because I want to give him money, and I know he won't accept an artana, he's not interested in accepting anything, so I've got a great eater. I'll steal from him. I have to pay dalad v'hei, and he has to accept it, right? It's talacha. No. You see, even stealing still. Even if your kavana is to make te'elis for him, you know your roommate's got a terrible hat. So he's not going to go buy a new one. He's not interested. He's not got any money, whatever it may be. The maestro had to go and take his hat and replace it with a new one to say, it's a goal of stealing. Again, the yisoid is, it's for somebody else's kavana, about it's going to be asa. The only exceptions, I'll give another example. How about if you steal from someone to teach him a lesson? How about, for example, as you always tell your roommate, you can't leave your wallet over there. If you leave your wallet out, chas v'sholem, maybe someone will steal it, whatever. You keep on telling him, put your wallet away. And he doesn't listen. So he's like, you know what, that's it, I've had enough. I'm going to take his wallet, and hide it away for a day. The guy will go crazy and learn a lesson. And finally, he won't leave his wallet out like that. And that's what you do. So avad is a state of avad is also. It's a stealing. Are your kavanis to return it? Are your kavanis to attack in his midas? So still asa. The only exception is, and I like this one, is a Rebbe from a Talmud or a teacher to a pupil. A Rebbe, a teacher to his Talmud, to his pupil, is always mutter to take things from him, right? Because he's teaching him discipline, he's teaching him mistiken amidus, and then avada in that case, the maaseh will be mutter. Of a component without that case, is even a tzad, by the way, even to actually ruin it, damage it, but that's a different shayla. Right? The Shulchan learns it out from different shayla, the Gabi Maka, you're allowed to hit him, so maybe this is a koshik, a component, the maaseh, you avada, also to take from somebody else as a joke, a practical joke. Stam, it's a joke, it's kishmak, why not? What's the big deal? No, this is an issue of stealing. Who are in? To take it back with kavana to Ellis of him. To take it from him to sacken something. The Savada is also feeling if your kavana is to return it and you'll never steal it in a million years. Al kuponim, you did a mice stealing. Now, let me again weiter. Stealing from a child. Now, stealing from a child is often a Shulchan Aruch, that to steal from a child, right, even if they're under the age of chinuch, is called stealing. Right, I'll give you an example. I saw this with my own eyes. Rachman Litzlan, I saw after Officer Bonim. Right, Officer Bonim is when the tatis get together with the kids. It's a gewaldige, gewaldige zach. Right? Now, the mice I saw, what they give out normally is after these things, they give out treats to the kids. Right? They always normally have enough, one per child. Now, the problem is, I saw with my own eyes that they had exactly the amount, it was a geschmacka treat, and one kid took two, and one father saw, hey, my kid didn't get. So he looks around, and he sees a kid over there, little tiny kid, 5, 6, whatever, maybe even a less than, I don't remember. And he sees he's got two, and he says, hey, my son didn't get one. So can you give my son? I was like, no. He says, what do you mean by my son? So he takes it from him, and he gives it to his son, right? It's a meisa geneva mamish. It's a meisa stealing. It's also gomu. That's poshut. I'll give you another example. Where Pam Zatzal used to say, now I'm not sure if this is fits into mamish la halacha la meisa of stealing, but I'll put him to know. Where Pam said, you know what people do with kids? Is they take things away from the kids. And then you're like, oh, give it back to me. And then you take from hand to hand. And he's like, oh, give it. Look what Pam is nishrichtik. It's not a seder. Now, he doesn't say it's mamish isa deraisa stealing, that not. But upon him to know that the hanhoga is not a correct hanhoga. It's not a correct chinuch to teach a child that thing. Oh, we're going to get to that. Come on, we're going to get to that. But he wasn't a ganef.
Why? The kid took two.
But who said you had to get back? Give me 1 minute. We're going to get to that shayla in 1 more minute. Family members.
If you clean someone's hat.
That's something else. It's using it without his permission. That we spoke about. Like, I'm here with that's cleaning it. That depends if he's makbid or not. And you're using it when he's makbid or not. It depends.
Someone's house, he has to pay.
Let's not get into all the different shaylos. Like I said in the beginning, stealing is it's a valt, it's a yam, and it's possible we can go on and on with shaylos and shaylos and shaylos. I want to speak out the klolim so we know what's awesome, what's not awesome. Family members, there's a toyus. People think stealing from a family, not stealing, taking, the word stealing, taking from a family member is mutter. You go to your brother-in-law's house, you go to your in-law's house in Mitzvah Hashem, you go to your sister's house, whatever it may be, you can take whatever you want. Now, you have to know, taking from a sibling, taking from a family member, is 100% stealing. Now, could be that your sister, brother-in-law, whatever it is, are not makpid on it, and achanami. Once you know that they're not makpid on any food or drink, I know, for example, myself, when I went the first 2 weeks to my in-law's house, so I wasn't sure. Am I allowed to make a phone call? So I used to ask permission. Can I make a phone call? Can I take a drink from the fish? Mechadis, I had permission to take whatever I want. After a while, I realized that I have permission to do whatever I want, and achanami. But mechadis in the beginning. So good. About it is an umdun, and most times you go to your in-law's house, you don't have to be makpid on it. I was makpid on it. Or you don't have to be makpid. Because normally it's okay. But stamp, I'll give you an example. Your mother just made beautiful, brand new cupcakes. Fresh out the oven. Beautiful cakes. Challahs, whatever. And she says, nobody's allowed to touch them. They're for Shabbos, they're for Yom Tov, whatever. The table in those is a stealing. It's poshut. She's makbid. So normally you don't have the shayla, because nobody cares if you go to the fridge and take a drink. Over here where they're makbid, don't touch that yogurt in the fridge. That's for Yom Tov, that's for his treat, whatever it may be. So if under the makbid, you've got to be careful in that case. Number three. We mentioned about a joke. A person has to know. To steal for a joke is an issa gomor. It's a poshut and zachen. To steal for a joke, it's called stealing. Now, you mentioned Azoy. What about if someone stole from you? Are you allowed to steal it back from him? Pasha the shayla. So the etzem is dealt with in the Gemara. The Gemara says this way. So the Gemara, if you are a victim of Geneva, don't enter the thief's house and steal back your item. Why? Because it's messy. It looks like you're also stealing. Now, the only exception to this would be if Lemaisa there's a loss. If you know that Chas v'Shalom, somebody you know actually stole, and you it's pushed in his drawer, right next to his bed. So, la locha, you shouldn't really go along and take it back. Then you shouldn't take it away. Oh, but if you know there's going to be a loss, meaning, if you know that your roommate's about to leave, or whatever it is, and the guy's leaving the yeshiva, what am I going to do? I need to take it, otherwise it's gone. Then you give me meikel. Oh, but stam, to go and take back your item that was stolen, is mechsik ganav, and it should not be done. Lom again, bait a couple more lochas, and we'll continue tomorrow. Stealing from a goy. Now, stealing from a goy is often a gemara, baba kama kufi gimel of alalef, the gemara says mufurish, without any shali whatsoever, but it's no chakira, there's no machlokes hapoiskim. Stealing from a goy is asa, period. End of story, full stop. That's number one. Okay. Now, the gemara learns it from where? The gemara learns it from a ganza maisa, which I haven't got time to be marich in the maisa, of a koponim, it's mufur from there, that stealing from a goy is worse than stealing from a yid. Why? Push it. Because when you steal from a goy, you've got the added mila of Chilul Hashem. And Chilul Hashem is a terrible aveiru that we don't even know what's machapa for such a thing. Yom Kippur, maybe, maybe not, because we only misa. As the maisa, and you have Chilul Hashem dealing with that, it's a big problem. In the Sifrei Kabbalah, Shem Yerachim Rabbi say, the Sifrei Kabbalah write that money that's stolen from a goy, there's a certain malach of that of that nation, that goes in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he complains that his money was stolen, and it's then decreed that money from Yidden can now be taken. So that's what happens when a Yid steals from a goy. As I state the Ma'aseh and all the Sifrei Kabbalah. Now, not only is stealing asa, deceiving a goy is also going to be asa. Right, that's poshut. To deceive a goy in any way that it's going to be, it's a machlokes rishonim if what exactly it is over here. A kaponim rov rishonim hold about it is also to deceive a goy. State in Sefer Chasidim that just as you have to act with Am Yisrael with emunah, so too when you do business and you act as Amor with goyim, You have to act with emunah. It's a terrible zach. People have to realize this, Rabbi
Isaac. You'll have to take if they make the mistake.
Oh, right? Says that story. What's the halacha if they make mistakes? Again, all of these halachas I'm saying now, we could give a shiur on each line and possibly mazbeh and they'll go through all the hakiras and halachas. I'm possibly speaking out the Rosh Hashanah, the Ikkar's paragraph, the Ikkar's zachen that we have to know. Keep in mind it was given by mistake. So, lemaisa. Straight halacha lemaisa. If a guy gives you by mistake extra change or something for cheaper, whatever it may be. If he'll never know about it, if he'll never realize about it, then a value you're not mechuyev to give it back to him. Right? Because he'll never know about it. He'll never know about the mistake. Now, some place can hold that if you see, as it's happening, you see him giving you extra money that he doesn't realize, then what you're meant to say if he come a poiskim is, I'm relying on your cheshbon. I'm relying on you to give me whatever change. I'm relying on you to make whatever price it is. If you say that, then you're beseder. Now, even though you're not mechuyev to give back whatever you got by mistake and the girl will never realize, avada, if it will make a tremendous kiddush Hashem, which often it does, I've had this case myself, I'm sure everybody knows maises, where Taka makes a kiddush Hashem, then avada, there's a mockim in that case to yes, actually, give it back in that case. The Gemara brings, right, from Shimon ben Shatrach over there, the Gemara, that he borrowed, we know he bought a donkey from a goy, right, and later Talmidim saw some kind of diamond necklace hanging from the neck over there of the donkey. So they came to tell Reb Shimon, ah, is that good news? Look how much money we have for the yeshiva moyudi. So he said, give it back to the goy. He said, what do you mean? The halacha is, goy makes a mistake, it's mutter. He said, no, I bought a donkey, I didn't buy diamonds. And the maaser, they returned it, and the Gemara says that, ah, he praised the Rebbeinu Shlomo Shimon ben Shetach, as a kaponim, we learn from the Gemara, that if it will, often you have to know that it will, to make a kiddush Hashem by giving it back, you make Kiddush Hashem Abayis is one of the unbelievable things you can possibly do in this belt. We have to finish. The Be'agoyle in Choshim Mishpat Shimem Chesikot Pachas says, Mayudik Aloshen. He says, I saw many people that grew rich from fooling other people, and they lost everything. That was the head of the Chofetz Chaim in the beginning. And then he says, I saw many people that returned the mistakes that Goyim made of large sums. So the Be'agoyle, they became rich, and they have a lot of money to give their kids afterwards. As I'll call upon him again, if he makes a mistake, and he doesn't realize it, and he never will, you're not mechuyev. But if he'll make a kiddush Hashem, then it's definitely could die. Rabbi said one last halacha, and then we'll take questions and finish for today, and that's as follows. Is there any heter to steal a small amount? Dainu, right? We know in halacha, in many things, the shiurim, the shiva kazayis, shiva kabeitza, shava pruta, less than a shava pruta, right? Is there any halacha that you're allowed to steal anything less? So the ma'isa azoshte la halacha mufurish in shulchan aruch hashmish v'shim shin nun tesip hey, that avada afidu if it's got no shiur whatsoever, there's no nafkamina, avada and avada, it's also to steal it, right? Like the shulchan aruch says mufurish, right? In shimem ches. Afa pisha pochash m'shava pruta, ein a nikra moment. Mikol makom chatsishe osa min haTorah. Now a shava prut comes down. A shava prut, by the way, bizmanenu be'erech is approximately 4.8 agarot. That's how much a shava prut is. Now 4.8 agarot. Now, let me say this way: if you steal something that nobody's makpid on, for example, what about a case like this? The Shulchan Aruch passes shin and tes. If you take something that the ganze welt is not makpid on, like the Aruch Hashulchan is mazmer with their sikot nalev, you take a match. Push a match from his matchbox. A toothpick. Take a toothpick. This is something that the ganze welt is not makpid on. This lemaisa you could be makel. Like if he's got a snuff, for example. Take a little pinch of snuff there. Nobody's makpid on that. A match. A toothpick. A vada, that's mutter. Why? Because the olim is not makpid. As I pass the shulchan aruch shin and tes, nor aruch shulchan over there sikot nalev. However, there is still a midas chasidus not to take anything. Why? Poshut. Because imagine if everybody in yeshiva would go around taking less than a shor pruta from this guy. What would he be left with? Nothing. So Mimela, that is a midas chasidus not to take even a shor pruta. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, be careful. Because if you know that he's taka makbid, he doesn't let anybody touch his matches or his toothpicks. So once he's makbid, then about him it's also. But I'll call upon him in a normal case. If you don't know, then there is a mocker in Me'ika Hadin to take something that the velt is not makbid on. But there is a midas chasidus, Rabbi Yisai. Be'ez Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, tomorrow we will be mamshech in the aloha of